So as we're nearing the end of the prophet Jeremiah's writings, this prophecy, this foretelling of the restoration, and Jeremiah was charged with preaching that harsh word to the people who had gone astray in their sin and their infidelity. And we know that because of that, the tribes had been scattered. You know, the division between the north and the south. Israel is in the north, Judah is in the south. And, you know, named after two of the sons. And then the whole region became known by the name of those two sons. So he speaks of Israel as a person. It really was a person, but it's the region. And Israel's in the north. They were first conquered by the Assyrians and scattered everywhere. But he's predicting, he's calling forth for this great restoration. And verse 4 of chapter 31 says, "With age-old love I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you." This wonderful exposition of the heart of the Father. You know, so often we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, and this showing forth of Jesus present. This verse here, verse 4, shows forth the heart of God the Father. "With an age-old love I have loved you, and I have kept my mercy toward you." This is who God is. And he made a covenant with his people. And so regardless of how unfaithful or sinful his people are, he cannot go against the covenant. He cannot betray himself. And he is relying on that, calling forth that covenantal promise, this desire to be faithful, that will allow him to receive the lost children back. And it says here, "Yes, a day will come when the watchman will call out on Mount Ephraim, 'Rise up, let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God.'" And he says about, "You see me from afar in the desert." It evokes an image of the prodigal son. "Let us rise up and go home." And on the journey home, the father sees the son coming from afar. And because that's what the story of prodigal son is that the house of Israel, the chosen people, have been split, the older son and the younger son. The older son is one who stayed close but was hard-hearted, and the younger son, the Israelites, had gone far away and been scattered to the pagans. But because of the faithfulness of God, he calls them back and allows the restoration to take place. And it applies to our own lives. Because of the infidelity and the sin in our own life, so often we are scattered afar from the heart of the Father present in the Blessed Sacrament in the Holy Catholic Church. So often we separate ourselves. But that same age-old love, that same covenant faithfulness that God cannot disobey, allows us to return. With the humility of the woman in the gospel, who didn't argue with the reality of the situation, but with faithfulness, perseverance, humility, as she did him homage at his feet. So he's saying the dogs, and she's almost in the image of a dog at the master's feet. So we can imagine a man eating and the crumbs falling off his face to the dog at the feet. This is where that woman is. You know, we have to have the humility to recognize our sinfulness and our utter unworthiness of the grace of God. We cannot earn it. It's not ours by right. It's a sheer gift, sheer grace that God the Father shares his love with us. So we are, in one way, no better than dogs at his feet. But when we assume that position, when we are honest with ourselves and honest with God, the mercy of God flows unceasingly. It is with an age-old love that he has loved us, and he has kept his mercy towards us forever.